brings us to number 9.
Certainly does. And it is Jess Johns with her single Stranger.
Hello, Jess.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. Top 10, number 9.
I'm shocked. This is so cool.
As well as being number 64, so another bookending of the top 101 for 2021. Congratulations.
So thank you so much.
So it's been a pretty big year for you with release of your EP that I know a lot of people were sort of waiting and just going, when's it going to come out? And then it came out and it's here for the world to hear.
Yeah.
Has it been an exciting year despite everything for you musically?
It really has, yeah. It's been so exciting. My first big release. Very exciting. I've forgotten how to talk to people. I've been in isolation for the last 6 days, so forgive me if I'm a bit dazed by other people.
Well, congratulations on getting through that as well.
Thank you.
Now, we were just talking to Jen Lush before, and she was talking about heading over to Western Australia. You also ventured across the border to play in Western Australia this year, didn't you?
I did. That was another very exciting thing that happened this year, last year, I guess now. I went to WA to play some shows with my band and my friend Ricky's band, and it was just the best time.
Yeah, actually, because I had a chat with Tom Spall just when the High Beamers album was released, and he mentioned that you guys were crossing the border, and I was thinking, how is that going to work? I thought the borders were hard closed, you know, with Western Australia and the rest of the country. So how did you manage to get basically three bands across?
I know, gone are those days, but that was we coincidentally very fortunate that SA opened its borders on November 23rd and we got back November 22nd. Huh. So Western Australian borders were open to all the safe states and we were one of those no cases, so we could kind of go as we pleased. I don't think that's the case now. Or maybe it is. I'm not sure what they're thinking at the moment. But I think
they've closed the Iron Curtain once again.
And they have again.
Not letting anyone in.
Fair.
I feel like, Jess, that you did capture, again, I'm going to go to timing is everything. I think you got that little 2-3 week period where it was open. Like it seriously was exact timing.
I cannot believe how lucky I was. I've been fortunate enough to go interstate a few times last year and they all kind of went horribly wrong, but the Western Australia trip went so great and it's the best time and I miss everyone over there. I miss being there. Go to Western Australia when you can.
And what's the year ahead holding for you?
Well, I think, as is the year after a big release, most artists like to use that as their writing time to create something new. So I think that's what I'll be doing. I've been trying to let the creative juices flow and I so don't know if it's been as successful as I'd like it to be. It never really is. It doesn't really strike like that. But I think I'm going to write and record and all that good stuff.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully we'll look forward to having a chat to you on next year's Top 101 as well, Jess. It's,
would love that.
Congratulations on number 9. It's a great number, actually.
I agree. A great number.
Yeah. You can't go past number 9. 23 is another good number too. And that was, I think, Empty Threats was at 23 this year. I do believe.
Good job,
Hello, Mark's pulling out. Yes, they were.
Yeah.
With their single K.
Well, there you go.
Nice. Love that. Good on you, Empty Threat.
But hey, we've talked to them already. We're talking to you.
Yeah. Enough about them.
But I think without further ado, Jess, let's hear the tune Stranger that did hit number 9. And nice chatting to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Bye.